Listen to a conversation between a student and a receptionist at the registrar's office on the first day of the semester.
Excuse me, I'm supposed to be having my physics class in the science building, but no one's in the classroom. Could you tell me where the class is? Physics 403? Has it been moved?
Well, there's a room assignment sheet on the bulletin board outside this office.
Yeah, I know, but my class isn't listed there. There must be some kind of mistake or something. Could you look it up, please?
Okay. Let me check on the computer. It's physics, right? Wait, did you say physics 403?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but it says here that it was canceled. You should have gotten a letter from the registrar's office about this.
What? I never got it.
Are you sure? Because it says on the computer that the letter was sent out to students a week ago.
Really? I should have gotten it by now. I wonder if I threw it away with all the junk mail by mistake.
Well, it does happen. Let me check something. What's your name?
Woodhouse. Laura Woodhouse.
Okay. Woodhouse. Let me see. It says here we sent it to your apartment on Center Street.
Oh, that's my old apartment. I moved out of there a little while ago.
Well, and I suppose you haven't changed your mailing address at the administration office? Well, that would explain it.
Yeah, I guess that's it. But how can they cancel a class after offering it? If I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have taken it last semester.
I know. It's really inconvenient for you. I understand that. But then, if we don't have enough students signed up for the course, the college can't offer it. You know, it's a practical issue. Like, we can't have an instructor when there are only a few students in the class. You see what I mean?
I guess, but now I don't know what course I should take instead.
Okay, let's see. Do you have any courses you were going to take next semester? If you do, you might want to take them now and sign up for Physics 403 next semester.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. I just hope it won't be canceled again. Do you know how many people have to be enrolled in order to keep a class from being canceled?
Well, it depends on the class, but for that class, you have to have, usually it'd be at least 10 people. But since it was canceled this semester, they might even do it with less. But you know what you should do? Give the physics department a call a couple of weeks before the semester starts. They'll be able to tell you if they're planning to go through with it. It's their decision, actually.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Thanks for the info.
No problem. Sorry about the class. Oh, why don't you go change your mailing address now? It'll only take a minute.
Oh, sure. I'll do that right away.